This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2314. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded September 25th, Algeria, Belarus, Canada, Cuba, Europe, Finland, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Kiribati, Oklahoma, Sweden, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, via medium wave circle, Jorge EA1FOV Garfón in Spain refers to the forum Iberia de X, where Algeria has been reported reactivated with Shen N, that is, Network 1, on 153 kHz long wave. Heard September 20th at 05 Zulu with an ID, news, and entertainment in Arabic. Belarus, the September newsletter of the Association for International Broadcasting reports that Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty journalist Ihar Losik and former Václav Havel journalism fellow Alena Simashchuk have been freed from unjust imprisonment in Belarus. Ihar Losik is a journalist for RFARL's Belarus service, detained in Minsk in June 2020. In December of 21, he was sentenced to a sesquidecade in prison on false charges, including organization of mass riots and incitement to hatred. While in detention, Ihar endured extremely harsh conditions, including long periods of incommunicado detention. Alena Simashchuk, a former Václav Havel journalism fellow, was also released. Alena was detained in September 2023 on extremism charges. In June 24, she was convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison. John Perkins, Canadian Radio News via IRC ADX Monitor, about 1550 in Windsor, Ontario. CBEF was reported in Arkansas on September 17th at 0736 UT. Some sources indicate they have an active construction permit for transmitter work, which could indicate they were not running their licensed directional pattern, sending almost nothing to the south. It's in French now, but back in the 60s, when it was CBE with 10 kilowatts in English, it was the first Ontario station many heard on the West Coast. Several days the past week, I heard the first English broadcast of the day from Radio Havana, Cuba, at 19 UT on 15140, although a rather poor signal. However, on September 22nd, it was not there, but on 11760 instead, with a better signal. Cubanon, or Radio Martí, has been on the air even on a weekend in the daytime, such as on Sunday, September 21st at 14:33 on the usual 13605, 11930, and 11860. Evening broadcasts seem to be more likely on weekdays than on weekends, however, changing to other frequencies at 2200, 7335, 9565, and 11930, such as on September 24th. Europe Free Radio Service Holland says on Sunday, November 2nd, we will celebrate our 45th anniversary, and we invite you to be part of the broadcast. We'll be on the air from 9:52 to 15:05 Central European Time, frequencies to be announced later. We'd like listeners to be part of our program. If you can, please send a one-sentence answer to this question, what does FRS Holland mean to you? By email or via P.O. Box 2702, Herten, H-E-R-T-E-N. A written message is fine. A spoken answer MP3 is, of course, much better. And please put in the subject line of your mail, FRS 45 years. Because the November broadcast requires a lot of preparation, please send your contribution as soon as possible. In any case, before Sunday, October 5th. More at their website, www.frsholland.nl. Also filed somewhere in Europe, from the British DX Club, John Hode says, does anyone know what station is broadcasting on 4855 kHz? Electronic-style music quite strong here in Burnley, UK, 2030 to 21 UT on September 19th. Ian Bigger replies, likely to be the German pirate called Mystery 21. They operated on frequencies in that range. And John replies it went off at 2105, but possibly the same station on 4870 with similar music, no ID, and a slightly better signal. Finland in Rusty X, Anatoly Klepov reports on his reply from Radio Blacksmith Knoll, which he heard on 30 August from 21 to 2130 on 6120. Their website is rbsk6120.radio.am. They say Radio Blacksmith Knoll, K-N-O-L-L, is a one-man hobby project. Our programming spans several decades, from the Roaring Twenties to the present day, swing, jazz, blues, vintage radio drama, crackling voices of the past. Occasionally, our operator shifts into a more contemporary mood with modern electronic music and energetic dance floor tracks. The selection is designed to be both imaginative and at times a reflection of the world around us. We operate with a professional AM transmitter at 50 watts, combined with high-quality audio processing, allowing us to get the most out of our low-power setup. Antenna is a half-wave dipole, sharply tuned to 6120, with a radiation pattern slightly favoring the west from our location in Pori, Finland. Best regards from the operator, Marco Mac Johansson. France, following an item in BCDX, Mike Cooper, who often visits France, tells us this, based on reporting in DNA, Dernière Nouvelle d'Alsace newspaper, a six-star Radio France TDF medium-wave antenna west of Célestat, France, was dismantled last week, according to this newspaper. The site was first used in 1952. Most recently, it was on 1278 kHz for Radio Bleu Alsace until it was shut down in 2015. The towers could easily be seen from the nearby A35 auto route, and the sight of six sets of blinking red lights was reassuring whenever I drove by. Translated from radioblog.eu, September 19th, via Alex Myatnikov, Germany's shortwave service to stop most of its transmissions from 1 January 2026, largely ceasing broadcasting at the end of this year. Christian Milling, the initiator of the transmitter in Karl Kreckel, announced on the ADX mailing list. Broadcasting began on November 25, 2007. Broadcasts on 6005 and 3985 are scheduled to end on December 31st. Continued operation on 6085 is still being examined. Christian Milling explains most shortwave licenses in Germany expire on December 31, 2025. Connection allocations are possible, but entails significantly higher costs. Since there are fewer and fewer shortwave licenses in Germany, the annual contributions will also rise significantly as the Federal Network Agency allocates the total cost to all active allocations. Without Lamper Time and a thinned-out media broadcast schedule, this means a significant additional burden for the rest. And Christian Milling says, honestly, shortwave is really over in our part of the world. Except for the ego of individuals, zero relevance, neither in disaster management nor as a terrestrial radio broadcasting method. If I look at the number of reception reports that are still coming in, 95% are via the Tventa remote receiver. Come on, then listen to the web stream right away. Milling concluded, it was a great time, combined with a certain amount of pride, in opening the market to smaller players, even though the excesses were and still are often questionable. With that in mind, enjoy the remaining 3.5 months from Karl Kreckel. There will be no more QSLs, but at least the infrastructure will remain. Among others, this station has been relaying a lot of broadcasts from Radio Slovakia International. Tony Pavic of Pop Shop Radio in Canada takes issue with his conclusion. Shortwave is not over, it is alive, and those of us who provide content are filling a gap left by outlets such as BBC, DW, Radio Netherlands, RCI, and now VOA. Given that many stations in Germany are low-powered and non-directional, listeners outside Europe have to use remote receivers. Of course, as soon as I saw this, I was concerned about what might happen to our affiliate, Shortwave Gold, in Germany. So I asked Andy about it. He says it's sad news on shortwave service. I heard it before, but I guess it was inevitable. Lack of response from listeners, some of them requesting QSLs, and don't care about programming. Same with us, as most listeners seem not to be interested in any content of our own shows, just feedback to our relay stations because of QSLs. However, we will at least continue until 2028. It is not true, Christian Milling saying, most shortwave licenses in Germany expire at the end of 2025. Europe 24 on 6150 will continue at least until 2029. Tony Pavick, who is substituting for Kim Elliott with Shortwave Radiogram, says, I'm doing a special extra transmission to test Shortwave Radiogram via Channel 292 in addition to the regular schedule. So, on C292, one time only, UT Friday, 3 October at 21, for half an hour on 3955 and 6070. And UT Saturday, the 4th at 01, on 9670, beaming to North America. We'll see how much better reception may be on that frequency and beam. And here's another special via Germany from Bill Turford of Uncle Bill's Melting Pot. Channel 292 will air an encore broadcast of the September issue featuring jazz from Russia and Ukraine on UT Sunday, September 28th at 0300 on 3955. An experiment, although most Europeans are fast asleep, this is supposedly the hour of maximum reach for the frequency. It may or may not touch parts of the world that don't receive the transmission directly. We are about to find out. Some past propagation maps for 3955 have shown gray line action at that hour to the east coast of the Americas, also parts of the Middle East and South Asia. Via Ron Trotto, a newsletter from Channel 292 in Germany. After the ORS transmitter in Austria was decommissioned and demolished, we intensified our cooperation with Encompass in England. Since January, the DARC program has also been broadcast from there on Sundays at 11 Central European Time. Due to the greater distance, it's now on our frequency 9670, while parallel broadcasting on 6070 is carried out via our own transmitter. After the third transmission mast we had bought second-hand had broken down, we decided this time to dig deep into our pockets and order a brand new mast from the manufacturer, which has now been installed and is working to our complete satisfaction. We also had to buy a new controller for the rotor on the mast, as the existing one was no longer working reliably. All in all, not a cheap undertaking. It would help us greatly if we could get some financial support from our listeners and friends. The new installation provides a signal that is approximately 10 to 20 dB stronger in the target area. The website is www.channel292.de. The October broadcast of Texas Radio Shortwave features music of B.J. Thomas. It's also via Channel 292 on October 5th at 12 and at 23, both on 9670, but the second one toward North America. Earlier on October 3rd at 19 on 6160 via shortwave radio, and on October 8th at 19 on 3975 and 6160 via shortwave radio. Via Mike Cooper from United News of India, UNIIndia.com, September 20th, Sputnik India launches month-long brand campaign on the busy Yellow Line of Delhi Metro. That is, it's a month-long advertising campaign reaching over 1.5 million riders daily. It operates under the Rossiya Svodnaya Media Group in more than 30 languages. In 24 multimedia centers across the world, radio reaches audiences in 20 countries in 14 languages, according to this. In case it's not clear, under India we are talking about Russian influence from their foreign broadcasting organization. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, 2314, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in Raleigh, North Carolina, who sends a contribution via money order or check on a U.S. bank every season, this marking the autumnal equinox, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Radio Republik Indonesia has surprisingly shown up on a brand new frequency, 9690, It's apparently low-powered, but it's mostly in English. It was reported in the WRTH Facebook group and heard by Paul Walker in Alaska on September 18th at 1909. Undermodulated, but somewhat better than 4755 or 3325. Brian Clark in New Zealand explains, after a tip from Mauna Ritala that a 400-watt transmitter from Indonesia was on 9690, I've been monitoring the frequency and hearing a weak carrier. Finally, on UT Friday, September 19th at 1936, I heard a distorted signal, poor and declining strength, on 8 hertz above 9690, referring to Indonesia. And it was the voice of Indonesia parallel to 4755 in German. The other frequency was inaudible 3325. There was good reception via remote in Thailand past 1940. Then on September 20th, Ron Howard was hearing it via remotes from TuneIn at 0525 in English, lasting at least until 0700. So what is the schedule now? A few hours later, Ron was also hearing all three frequencies in English at 1029 UT, via remote in Western Australia. Then Zaharias Youngest, via remote in Indonesia, was hearing 9690 mixed with China around 1600. And on UT September 21st, Ron Howard again, via remote in Indonesia, was hearing 9690 in English before and after 03 UT. Seems they are airing a lot of English. And Ron Howard heard 9690 September 21st at 0910 in English. And on September 22nd, Ron was able to hear it barely direct at the beach in California at 1059, 9690. And he also continues to report many logs of the 41-meter band RRI stations on 7205 and 7289.93. About Iran in English, Wolfgang Büschel reports much better audio modulation than usual from the 1923 UT broadcast on 11740.013. September 25th, Iran non about Radio Farda, the U.S. service for Iran, is reported via Wolverton, UK, September 19th at 0259 by Tony Pavic, NBC, on 9620. On September 21st, Chris Campbell in Ohio says, Radio Farda appears to be missing for the second day in a row. It was missing on September 20th at 1920, checking at various times up until midnight UT. And still no sign of it after 19 UT on the 21st. Does our regime feel it's enough for the Iranian people? After all, the money allocated for this would serve better in one of their pockets. Radio Farda was part of RFERL. Kai Ludwig says a payment issue might be because the old fiscal year ends at the 30th of September. From October, the enacted budget will be zero. Apparently none of the other scheduled broadcasts, such as on 9450, are being heard. Conrad Kahn gets cheeky, says Uncle Bill Tilford. I've been giving Israel's Conrad Kahn's English program a deep listen online. The main story, the UK's recognition of a Palestinian state. There's typically a musical selection during the hour. Today, on September 21st, it's the reggae song, England is a Bitch. Hard to mistake the editorial posture on the story. From Brian Clark, New Zealand, via Theo Donnelly, IRCA, Kiribati off AM temporarily. The notice says from them, AM 1440 kHz antenna was accidentally broken when it was struck by a BNL vehicle. The AM radio transmission is not working, but we are still broadcasting online. We plan to install a new antenna and restore full service as soon as possible. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Don Moore in Illinois reports something called the Oklahoma Secure Net on 5140. It's at 14 UT on the first and third Wednesdays of the month, such as October 1st. And half an hour later, on the same frequency, a similar net, the Missouri Operations Secure Net. From SDXF via RustyX, the Swedish DX Association proposes that Swedish radio resume broadcasting on medium and preferably also shortwave through leased or owned transmitters. At an annual meeting, a motion was approved to send a letter to the Riksdag regarding resumption of Radio Sweden International on medium and shortwave. It was sent to all factions, members and deputies of the Culture Committee, four interested ministers, and the board of Sveriges Radio. It will also be sent to selected newspapers. The date was chosen in connection with the Riksdag's consideration of a bill on radio broadcasting permits, which will take place on October 1st, and perhaps not coincidentally, the 100th anniversary of Swedish radio is being marked, so that up to 100 listeners from all over the country will have the opportunity to visit their favorite editorial office to see how programs are made, according to a press release via Alokesh Gupta. AIB reports that the BBC has launched new radio stations on the DAB Plus platform for the first time in 30 years. They are called BBC Radio 1 Dance, with 24/7 dance music from the world's biggest DJs, BBC Radio 1 Anthems, all-day anthems from the noughts to now, and BBC Radio 3 Unwind, classical music to unwind your mind. Ben Cobb of Experimental Radio reports, station WL2XEE has received an extension on its HF experimental license until September 1st, 2027, authorized to transmit from Aurora, Illinois, on specific frequency ranges, mostly in the fixed but partly in the amateur bands, between 7.14 and 16.36 megahertz, all at 16 kilowatts ERP. The FCC did not waive the ID requirements for this station, so I guess that means it has to ID. Listen for those letters. It's operated by M-Wave Networks, a subsidiary of Tower Research Capital, LLC. Its business model is giving the world's best quantitative traders and systematic portfolio managers a state-of-the-art platform to research, build, and deploy their strategies. Twice this week, when I happened to tune in Radio Marti, I heard an apparent live speech in English by a very familiar voice, with voiceover translation into Spanish. Therefore, I apply this sub-slogan, La Voz del Trumpismo, from thedesk.net, September 19th, via Patrick Mannion. Trump administration sued for union busting at USAGM and VOA. The lawsuit claims an executive order signed by Trump last month was an illegal attempt to rescind union rights. Key points, AFGE and AFSCME are suing Trump and the USAGM over an executive order revoking collective bargaining rights at VOA. The lawsuit claims the August 28th order was retaliation for unions' litigation and grievances opposing the agency's dismantlement. USAGM canceled union contracts on August 29th and issued more than 500 termination notices on shortened timelines. We have lots of press this week about the USAGM situation. You really need to read the original stories in the World of Radio IO Group, or link to them that way. From CourthouseNews.com via Dan Robinson, Smith Munt again in the headlines. Republicans eye rolling back the clock on misunderstood Cold War state media law. Via Pat Mannion. From Axios.com, September 15th, Republicans plan bill to consolidate government-funded broadcasters. Via Mike Cooper, Reporters Without Borders had a story, Meet the Journalists Fighting to Save Voice of America. It's at rsf.org. It's about White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wedakusuara and Press Freedom Editor Jessica Geraint. From Washington Post, September 23rd, Carrie Lake said she learned of Trump dismantling VOA the day of his order. The major WRMI frequency, 9955, was missing for two or three days. We eventually learned that some of the programming that would have been there was on 17790 instead. But by September 25th, we were again hearing 9955. Also, I've noticed that the phone number Jeff sometimes announces candidly on the air to hear WRMI System B programming, whether or not 9955 be on the air, is not the same as the one on the website, WRMI.net. So I wonder which one is it, 641-741-1762 or 712-432-8868. Both of them are in, where else, Iowa. Tony Pavick of Pop Shop Radio says, Kim Andrianet is on holiday, so Al Holt and I are sitting in for him with three special editions of Shortwave Radiogram. Starting on the 25th of September, edition 419, Al looks at 1975's top 10 records, images of the picture sleeve for each record. And the October 2nd edition, a visit to the hometown of Pop Shop Radio, Hope, BC, Canada, and their world-class chainsaw carving competition. And the 9 October edition, Al presents a colorful look at historic QSL cards. On the regular times and frequencies of shortwave radiogram on WINB and WRMI, plus that special broadcast via Channel 292 we mentioned earlier. Since a hot air balloon knocked down one of the towers of KKOB 770 in Albuquerque, so it can no longer be directional away from New York, I've been hearing it easily any night on 770. Except by September 25th, around 0600, I could no longer hear it, so something must have changed, as they had been operating non-directional with 12.5 kilowatts temporarily. And then we get this information from the FCC. KKOB is commencing operation under a low-power 1 kilowatt STA while awaiting construction of a new permanent facility for 50 kilowatts day and 5 at night at the antenna site of another station, KTBL. The remaining tower and other facilities at the licensed KKOB site in the North Valley will be dismantled. The Santa Fe Go Channel booster, also called KKOB, is unaffected by this change. The new site is some 13 miles from the previous site, 1 kilowatt non-directional day and night. The antenna type is a 196-foot existing tower, excited with a single flared skirt wire. And the authority expires on March 4th, 2026. Terry Kruger sends a story from WUWF.org, September 17th. Pensacola State College trustees have voted to end WSRE's PBS affiliation, dissolve Station Foundation's college status. Programming will not change immediately. PBS shows and WSRE events are expected to continue through the end of next June, when the current budget cycle ends. After that, the station would no longer carry PBS programming unless new arrangements are made. Via Mike Cooper, The Wall Street Journal, September 23rd. The left's plan to keep control of public broadcasting. Donors are swooping in to replace lost federal money. Local stations could end up even more biased. NPR and PBS are not going away. Major progressive foundations are stepping in to fill the funding gap for 1,600 local public radio and TV stations. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued September 22nd. ANKN is peaking at 15 and 5 on September 29th, October 3rd, 6th, and 11th. 12 and 4 on the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 12th. Quietest dates of only 5 and 2, September 26th to 28th, October 1st, 2nd, 10th, and 14th to 17th. Solar flux dropping from 185 September 25th to 135 October 8th, and back up to 160 by October 16th. For much more info, do consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2314 with a standard disclaimer.